Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me, around for me, around for me, it's turning around.
Just say it into the atmosphere.
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is.
God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
Doubt.
I know he's working it
out.
And it's turning around.
This is the good news.
And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around. Concerning me, and sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Your hands to the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround. Hallelujah. Now let's say this together. Come on.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me.
Around for me. It's turning around. I can see
around for me.
I can feel it happening.
Around for me.
Another man.
For me.
That he's alive.
Lord,
nor the Son of Man.
that
concerning me.
Sing propaganda.
Sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
It's going to turn in my favor. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. You have just entered into the prophet's closet with yours truly, Prophet Dwayne Woods. Hey, I'm your friend. I'm your brother. I'm your classmate. I'm your uncle. I'm your nephew. I am whatever you need me to be, because this is the closet. When you enter into a closet, you sometimes you look around and see things that are misplaced. You see things sometimes are out of order. You see some things that different season causes you to have to rearrange your closet. And that's with life. Sometimes you have got to rearrange your life. You see some things that are misplaced. You see some things that are out of order. You see some things that are not in the season of where you're at right now. And you walk into your closet, which is your life, and you begin to what? Change some things around. I love this song, Pastor E, because it's turning around. I don't care how many people have said or denied you. I'm telling you, as your brother, as your nephew, as your uncle, as your cousin, as a man of God, that it's going to turn around. It might not turn around today. It might not even turn around tomorrow. It might not even turn around next month. Sometimes it takes a turnaround. It takes a long time to turn around something. I got a friend that's in the Navy, or was in the Navy, and he said, to turn that ship around, it didn't just take a turning of a wheel. It took, you have to take this thing a mile. It takes miles to turn a vessel around, a ship around. And if you include that with your life, sometimes a turnaround does not happen instantaneously. Amen, somebody. A drug addict just don't stop doing drugs automatically. Now, don't get me wrong. There is some things that God can do automatically. But it takes some time for him to adjust his body from the stuff that he was putting into it in order for it to get out of him. And then he begins to now turn his life around by the helping of others and by the helping of Jesus Christ. It's going to turn around. I'm telling you, it's going to turn around. But this song is so important to me, because I'm just one that who believe. I love Vershawn Mitchell. I love his music that he puts out, and so many other artists. But this is very important for today, on today's topic, on today. And I want to talk to somebody on today. I want to talk to you, and I want to let you all know that you can be healed. You can be healed. Amen. From whatever you're going through, you can be healed on today. Your mind can be healed. Your body can be healed. Relationships can be healed. Things that you have gone through in your life can be healed, because I believe God can do anything. And I need about five of you just to take a praise break there, right there, and just say, I trust God and I believe him to do anything. Amen. I'm telling you, God can do it. But I want to talk to you today about a very important topic. Amen. You can be healed. If you so desire to be healed, you can be healed today. Amen. For those who are going through some things in your body, today is your day. For whatever reason, I'm teaching on this topic today. I'm telling you, I want to read something here. I want to read something first. Amen. Because, you know, I like to do a little studying a little bit here. Amen. It says this in what I was studying. It says, we are all by nature impotent folks in spiritual things, blind, halt, and withered, but full provision is made for our cure. Did y'all hear that? Full provision is made for your cure. I want y'all to think about that for a minute. I want you to think about that for a minute. I'm going to give you just a second to think about that. Amen. I want you to think about that for a minute. Just think about that just for a minute. Full provision can be made for you if you so choose. If you so choose to have God make the provision for you. See, you call everybody else when things are going on. And some of us don't call God until the last minute. God, I need your help. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. But full provision can be made for you. Full provision can be made for you. Can I get some help, somebody? Can I get some help, somebody? Amen. Full provision can be made for you. Now watch this. I'm going to keep reading. Amen. I'm sorry, y'all. I got a couple of people who are trying to get into the conference line here, and they're texting me. Glory be to God. It says, but full provision is made for your cure. If we attend to it, an angel went down and troubled the water. So I hope y'all know where I'm getting ready to go here. And what disease soever it was, this water cured it. But only he that first stepped in had benefit. Amen. It says, whoever stepped in first had the full benefits of being cured. This teaches us to be careful that we let not a season slip which may never return. I want y'all to listen to this. The man had lost the use of his limbs 38 years. Shall we who perhaps for many years have scarcely known? And there are some things that are inside of each and every one of us that God is saying, if you choose to be healed today, you can be healed. There's some memories of your past. There's some things that you've done to yourself that you can't forget about your past. And God says, I want to cure you of your past. I want to heal you of the things that you've gone through or you suffered in your body. I want to walk with you in the midst of everything that you're going through to tell you that this is the day of your healing, and today you can be healed from any disease, any illness. You can be healed from any hurt, amen, any rape, any molestation. You can be healed from rejection. You can be healed from anything on today if you choose to be healed. And I love what Pastor E always say, you can be healed now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month. You can be healed now. We are on the Now Network, right? Amen. N-O-W. So now is the time for you to step forward, and don't let nobody else step in front of you, because at the end of the day is between you and God. You can be healed right now. You can be healed right now if you so choose to be healed. Amen. There's somebody on the line right now. You need healing because your mother is no longer with you. She has transitioned. You need healing right now. There's somebody listening to me right now. Your father, you were so close with your dad, and you need healing because your dad is no longer with you. He's transitioned. There's somebody who lost a son on here. There's somebody who lost a sister on here. There's somebody who lost somebody who was very important to you in your life, and you need healing. And I'm telling you right now, this is the time and the setting for you to get healed from your situation. Glory be to God. I don't know why I'm going here, but only God knows. Hallelujah. This teaches us to be careful that we let not a season slip, which may never return. The man had lost the use of his limbs for 38 years. Shall we who perhaps for many years scarcely known what it has been to be a day sick, complained of one worrisome night, when many others better than we have scarcely known what it has been to be a day well. Amen. I'm going to stop with that reading right there. Glory be to God. Today is your day, y'all. So I want to read. I want to go here real quick. I want to talk about this man for 38 years. He sat by. They carried him for. Can you imagine somebody carrying you for 38 years? Can you imagine somebody carrying your grief, carrying your sorrows, carrying everything that is known to you that you've been going through? They carried you to a place where you could get healed, but you decide to just sit there and wait for somebody else. Oh, my God, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. You decided to wait there for somebody else to either carry you into the pool where you can be healed or sit there and minister to you where you can be healed, and you did nothing for yourself. Now, I'm gonna go here because, my mind goes in different places when I begin to read the scriptures, because I'm trying to understand. I know this man was lame. The Bible says it talks about it, his arms wasn't working, his legs wasn't working. I get that. I understand that very fully. But guess what? I don't know about you all, but, man, I'm trying to roll. I'm a roll. Pastor E, I'm a roll. I'm gonna try to put. Hey, I'm gonna tell him. Hey, don't put me on my behind. Just stretch me out, and I'm gonna just try to roll my way to my healing. Amen. So the Bible says this in John the 5th chapter. It says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep, it says by the sheep gate, a pool in the Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roofed colonnades. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. In this lay a multitude of invalids, blind men, and paralyzed. Now watch this, verse number 5. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. Now check that, it called him an invalid. I mean, wow, the English Standard Version says he was invalid. Now, I don't know about many of you. I mean, but, I like to do a little reading to find out the meaning of words. And so the English Standard Version called him invalid. Ain't that, man, that's amazing to me, invalid. I mean, he was invalid. Now, I do reading. I like to research some things. Invalid means being without foundation or force in fact, truth, or law, invalid assumptions, declared the will invalid, insequent, and is suffering from diseases or disabilities, invalid. So he was sickly, relating to or suited to one that is sick and invalid chair. So I'm giving you just some definitions of what invalid means. To remove from active duty by reason of sickness or disability, to make sickly or disabled. So invalid is something to do with you. You're invalid. You're sick. You can't move. You know, like when people go through depression, amen, they lay in the bed all day. They're invalid. They're sick. They can't get up out the bed because of so much weight is up on them that it stunts them from moving their limbs, their bodies. Amen. So here's this man. The Bible says that he was invalid, which he was sickly, for 38 years. When Jesus saw him laying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" I want y'all to listen to this. Amen. You got people in your corner. You got people who you see on a day-to-day basis, who you have revealed some of your stuff, your mess to, and all they're asking you after they heard what you said, they want to ask you a question. Do you want to be healed? Do you want this situation to leave? Amen. Do you want some encouraging words? Or do you want me to just sit there and dwell within the midst of your stuff? Do you want somebody to bring you up out, or do you want to stay in? Do you want somebody to take you for a ride to show you a better life, or do you want to stay in the broken situation that you're in? Amen. I come here to tell you today, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what your yesterday was, because today is a new day. And guess what? If I live to see tomorrow, tomorrow is a brand new day. God gives us mercies day by day. Amen. Glory be to God. And if I told you some of my stories, I promise you, amen, if I can recover from the stuff that I've gone through, so can you. I'm no better than nobody on this phone listening to me. Amen. I wasn't raised up in a big gated house with gold silverware and eating on china dishes every day. I didn't have any servants to feed me or to clothe me or to bathe me, anything of like that. I grew up on some tracks, people of God. Oh, shatalabaha. Glory be to God. Hey, God, I didn't grow up with the finest things, but I made the best of what I had. Amen. Got talked about a lot because I used to wear some of the same things over and over and over again. Glory be to God. I wasn't the richest person. My family didn't come from royalty. Amen. We were poor. But guess what? Poor is something that people look at on the outside. But on the inside, I ain't poor. Oh, y'all don't hear me up in here. Amen. Here was a man who sat by, amen, for 38 years because he was invalid. He had a disease. He was sickly. Amen. He was paralyzed. But he was sitting by a gate or by a pool where he could not get in. But Jesus had came by, like many times Jesus has come by many of us, and said, "Do you want to be made whole from this situation?" I'm pretty sure that somebody has prophesied to somebody on the line and said, "Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be healed from this relationship? Do you want to be healed from this abuse? Do you want God to take you down and begin to soothe you because of all the stuff that's on you?" Amen. Isaiah talks about, do you want to exchange? Do you want to exchange today? Or do you want to stay in your condition and you want people to feel sorry for you? Well, I'm sorry. I'm not that person. I ain't feeling sorry for you. Amen. God has called me to be an encourager. I'm going to encourage you to the best of my ability and hope and pray to God that you catch a glimpse of something that I said to take you from a place called here and move you to a place called there. Oh, I don't hear nobody on the line right now, but I'm telling you, God wants to take you from the place that you call here, and he wants to move you over there, because I promise you, when he moves you from a place called here to over there is where you forget all about over here. You don't look at things the way you used to look at things when you're over there, because you are so engrafted by the awesomeness of God. And here's this man that Jesus has been watching. Oh, my God, this feels so good to me. Listen to what I'm saying. Verse number 6 says, when Jesus saw him laying there, which means that Jesus has been looking at him. And I'm telling some of you right now, God has been watching you. Woo-sha! Glory be to God. He's been watching your disposition. He's been watching your attitude. He's been watching the stuff that you're in. And he's saying today, enough is enough. Do you want to be made whole? So the Bible says, Jesus saw him laying there and knew that he had already been there a long time. He said to him, do you want to be healed? Now I want y'all to listen to the answer from this invalid man, this sick man. He didn't concentrate on anything but his sickness and his complaining. He didn't even recognize who was asking him, do you want to be made whole? Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. The sick man answered him, sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. And while I am going another steps before me. Jesus said to him, get up, take up your bed, and walk. But listen to how he complained first. Jesus asked him one question, just like God has been asking us, many of us, just one question. Do you want to be made whole from this situation? Do you want to be healed from the bad marriage? Do you want to be healed from alcoholism? Do you want to be healed from drug abuse? Do you want to be healed from being raped or molested? Do you want to be healed from one of your loved ones dying too soon? Excuse me. Do you want to be healed? Or do you want to complain about what you've been through for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years? And all you keep doing is rehearsing the effects of the pain that was afflicted on you. Do you want to say, Lord, I thank you. I lift up my hands to you, God, and I surrender all of my fears. I surrender all of my doubts. I surrender all of my pain. I surrender all of my sufferings. God, I don't like the position of where I am right now. Can you please get me from this place called here and move me over there? Over there where I can have a peace of mind with you, God. over there where I can have tranquility, God. Over there, I'm escaping my pain. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. Over there, I'm no longer worried about who ain't with me, but I'm more concerned that you are with me, God. Over there, I can see the newness of day. Over there, I have joy, peace, and love. Over there, I am wanted by you, God, when others have thrown me away to the wayside. Over there, God, I have no more concerns about what I did on yesterday, but I'm more concerned about how I can please you more, God. Over there, take me over there. I need about five people just to come off mute and say, take me over there, God. Take me over there. Ooh, my goodness. Thank you.
Take me over there for everybody.
Hallelujah. All right, Pastor E. So I'm going to say it for everybody. Take me over there. And one thing that I love about Jesus, he asked them once, but then gave him a remedy for his situation. What do you mean by a remedy, prophet? He said, get up, take up your bed, and walk. See, there comes a time, even, I'm going to be a little bit a comical here, amen. I believe that Jesus was saying, look here, man, I don't want to hear no more about your complaining. I've been watching you. I've been watching you, how you have hesitated to get in. Oh, my God, I don't know. Okay, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. Let me redirect this a little bit. Let me go here real quick. Amen. I feel something going on here. Amen. There's some people on the line right now. You have some rejection on you, and you've allowed people to go before you because of the rejection that you're dealing with. Amen. Glory be to God. Somebody's tried to do some things for you, but because of a false humility, which is a part of rejection, you decide to just say, no, I got it. I'm okay. And knowing doggone well you are hurting. But because of rejection would not allow you to speak up. I don't know where I'm going, here, Pastor E. Amen. But I feel something going on the line here. I feel that there are a few of you who have been dealing with the spirit of rejection. And you don't know how to get out of this situation. And here's a man that was sitting by the pool of Bethesda for 38 years that was complaining because he couldn't get in front of somebody else. Amen. And I don't know why that I stopped and just said rejection, because rejection will stop you from getting to your blessing. Oh, my God, help me, somebody. Amen. Because you think rejection will put you in the frame of mind that I ain't good enough for this. Rejection would tell you that I can't have that car. Rejection would tell you that I ain't good enough for that husband or good enough for that wife. Rejection would tell you, oh, God, glory, that I'll go ahead and take the back seat because this is the way I've always lived, and this is how people have already caused me to be because of the spirit of rejection. And this man complained for 38 years that I can't get in front of this person. I can't get there. I can't get here. Amen. I'm stuck and I'm locked in this position. But wait until the visitation comes. My God, glory. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That the visitation was already looking at your condition. He already seen you 10 years ago in the same position that you are right now. Amen. He already seen you before the foundations of the earth. Amen. How you were going to come out. And he knew the time, and the time was today for him to tell you these words. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be healed today? Amen. I'm talking to somebody on the line. You've been abused. Amen. You're in a shell right now. You don't know how to get up out this shell. you're listening to me over on the airwaves right now. But I want to speak to you and tell you that you don't have to live like this any longer. Do you want to be made whole? Amen. Do you want God to turn you around from this situation? That's why I love playing that song. It's turning around for me. Amen. I got into worship early today, Pastor E, and began to weep before the Lord because I know some things are turning around for me. Amen. On Sunday, we had a second service. We went to a second service where a dear friend of my dad was getting installed as a bishop. And they had nothing but bishops all in the house. Do you hear me? Amen. And I was in the room with all of these bishops, and the Spirit of the Lord told me to watch and look, because as a prophet, you are a watchman on the wall. You see things that other folks can't see. Glory be to God. And God had me watching, amen, watching the mannerism of some of these high altitude bishops, amen. Some of them had a real mannerism about themselves, and some of them was very arrogant. And it was one of the bishops that was real quiet, just like I was, watching just like I was. Amen, somebody. And they gave him the mic. He wasn't feeling very well. He even told the consecrator, the head consecrator, because my dad was second in charge, and he told the head consecrator, he said, look, I'm not feeling very well, but what would you like me to do? He said, I want you to pick up the offering. I'm back in a room with all of them, everybody discussing what they're going to do, this, that, and that. My dad was very quiet. You know, he was very meek, and some of the other bishops was very meek. And I'm telling y'all this for a reason, because God knows your name. He knows when to call you, exactly the time, the hour, the second, the minute, amen, and the day that he knows when he's going to perform the miracle that you need in your life. And I was sitting looking at these bishops and everything, and the man said, okay, I'll take up the offering. And when the ceremony was beginning and everything, you could see the line of bishops walking up out. You've got the one who's getting ready to be installed as a bishop. Glory be to God. They put him in a big old chair in front of everybody, amen, to let everybody see what God is getting ready to do in his life. And the man got up, getting ready to take the offering. The bishop got up. He was talking. Then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit kicked into him. And the sickness, you wouldn't even think he was even sick, the way he was moving in the Spirit of God. And so out of all the people that he looked out into the crowd, he was pointing his finger. He said, man of God. He said, man of God. And he's pointing his finger. And the way he was pointing, I thought he was pointing behind me. So I turned back and looked to see who attention he was trying to get, Pastor E. And then he said, no, I don't know why you turned around. I am talking to you, man of God. He said, the Spirit of the Lord would have me to tell you that you are about to go into some areas that God is getting ready to take you in, and he's getting ready to bless your comings and your goings. This time next year, you won't see no, oh my God, help me somebody. I begin to lift my hands up, and I begin to just cry, and I begin to think, God, you're talking to me? You're talking to a person who used to be a gangbanger? You're talking to me, God? You're talking to somebody who used to sleep with a lot of women? You're talking to me, God? You're talking to somebody who did this and who did that? You're talking to me, God? You say, yeah, Dwayne, I'm talking to you. Just like God is talking to many of us today, and he has been talking to many of us, saying that, will you be made whole? Amen. I want to do and perform some things in your life. Will you allow me to do it in your life? And won't you stop worrying about what people think about you? Would you stop worrying about what you've been through? Would you stop for a minute just to say, God, I thank you that I'm no longer that person, but you brought me out, God. Whoosha, my God, glory, thank you. Would you just for one second Just think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. Amen. Would you just think for a second? Glory be to God. Amen. I'm getting ready to wrap it up, Pastor E. Amen. Because I know, I hope somebody's on the line saying, you're talking to me because I want to be healed today. Amen. We got some pastors that are on the line. We got some men of God that can lead you and pray for you as well as I. I ain't scared of nobody. Amen. I ain't scared of no devil. I ain't scared of no imp. Glory be to God. I ain't scared of no principality. Okay, I fear God. Hallelujah. That's the only one I fear. I fear God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go to Romans. Romans the I think it's the 8th chapter. Let me go there real quick first. I think it's the 8th chapter. 8th chapter of Romans. Amen. Let me go here real quick. I'm trying to find it, people of God. Let me see. There it is. Amen. Amen. I believe that's it. This is it right here. It says this right here. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Now watch this. Here is a man that was sitting for 38 years. Couldn't think of anything else but his problems and the reason why he could not get in to the pool. Anytime when you're thinking your thoughts, amen, the Bible says that the mind, if the mind is the devil's workshop, amen, an idle mind, that's what it talks about, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So here you are thinking about your past, thinking about what this man or this woman did to you, thinking about what your job has just done to you, thinking how your mother is no longer here, thinking how long your daddy's no longer here. You're thinking these fleshly thoughts, and these fleshly thoughts are hostile to God trying to reach you and speak to you. Woo. Pastor E, I done went somewhere else. Glory be to God. Amen. Somebody need to be healed today. Amen. What time is it? It's 9:43. Okay, we're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there. I know it's getting good because it's getting good to me. Amen. It always gets good to the person who's delivering the message, because I had to come to a realization that there were some areas in my life that I needed to be healed. Amen. There's some areas in my life that I need to relinquish to God. Lord, help me. I don't want to be a person who's talking about you, God, but can't deal with the little things. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Romans 8:15 says this, for you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Amen. All right, I'm done. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So, open up the lines, Pastor E. Hopefully there's some people on here, and you're one of those ones that just say, look here, I want to move from this place called here, and I want to go over there. Amen. I want to move from this circumstance that I'm in, and I've been in far too long, and I'm ready to move over there. If you want to change your perspective about something, you're going to do it. Glory be to God. If you're sick of the neighborhood where you live in that, get into a vehicle, catch the bus, ask a friend, take you on another side of town where you can see something different. Get out of your four walls of misery and go to a museum and look at the canvas of some painting and see how somebody had thought and created something on a blank canvas. See, y'all have the opportunity to write on some blank canvases the things that you want. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. You can paint on something that is blank and bring that thing into life, into fruition, because you're no longer thinking with your own mind, but you're asking Christ to come inside of you, to now have the mind of Christ, to think towards some things other than what you've always been seeing. I know I'm talking to somebody on here. Amen. Glory be to God. You can open up the line, Pastor E. You can open
the
them up, man.
The lines are open. The lines are open. They
amen.
Are. But you, as I got ready to come in and invite folks, the Holy Spirit hit you again, and you went to level 5. Anyway, yes, whom the Son says free is free indeed.
It's free indeed.
I hear what you're saying. but let me just say this, because I was like, really, I wanted to come in about 20 minutes ago. Everybody that you're talking to, which is probably me and yourself, is because
yes,
we've gotten so used to getting carried to the well. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me mute myself, because I'm about to shake some things up here. See, we've gotten so complacent.
Stand up, Pastor. Stand up.
See, first of all, you got to know that he had backup. They had faith because they carried him.
Yes.
But they knew because of their faith, it wouldn't work unless you worked your faith. See,
come
I'm talking
here.
To somebody out there. You can hear us talk all excited and all anointed. But if your faith does not line up, man of God, this is going to make about 5 people hang up. But I said this the other day. I said, my prayers don't work when you're out of God.
Uh-oh.
It's not God's fault, but I pray for you. I pray with you. But if you're out of God, they don't work.
Yes.
You got to come on
so
over
true.
Here. Get in God. And see the glory and see the favor and see the grace that's abound in our lives. But we always want to take advantage of God and treat him so lightly. I'm on something so strong right now, is that it's not God's fault. It's our fault for disrespecting him and not giving him the honor that he deserves. He's not your homie.
Yes.
He's not
yes.
your best friend.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I know I'm about to lose 20 covenant partners when I say that, but I'm going to say it. He ain't your daddy.
Yes.
He's not. I just get so caught up in that because we say so many so convenient things to talk about God. Do you know God is so awesome?
Yes.
That he deserves our reverence in everything we do.
Yes.
And understand this, and oh my God, if anybody listening tonight does not get this, it's not up to God, it's up to you. What are you willing to do to get out of your past? What are you
yes.
willing to do to stay in your now? See, you said something to take me out of my yesterday into my there. No, take me out of everything and get me in my now, because my now tells me that every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every a week, every month, every year, consistently, I have to stay on point and be ready.
Yes.
In and out of your season. In and out of my own season.
Yes.
And confess that I've been made whole, and don't get complacent. You've been
yes,
in the rest 30 years. You were supposed to have been out 18. Because it was going to take you to 12 to get out yourself. Ooh, that's going to catch up to somebody real quick. But we get so used to the way it worked for my mama, the way it worked for my daddy, the way it worked for my cousin, my sister, and it didn't work for them, but it looked like it because it was so complacent. See,
yes.
that message about
yes.
the well has
yes.
a lot of – we could go on a whole the rest of the season of 2019 and just go on that, because there's a lot of integral things that have to do with that well. First of all, you know, he had backup. And they had to be godly men because they knew you walk by faith and not by sight. But we're going to get you down there since you've been complaining for 38 years you can't make it. We're going to get you down there because you say you can't walk. They traveled and carried him down. All he had to do was roll over. You said that a minute ago. You got to get a roll over in your life. You got to get any means necessary in your life.
Yes. Yes. Any means necessary.
There we go. Any means necessary. And guess what? There's about five people listening to us that say they've been Christians. They go to church on Sunday. They miss Bible study, and they say, "I'm messed up." No, you're the ones we're talking to say enough is enough. And all you got to do is say, "God, I messed up. I messed up. I got it wrong. Forgive me of my sins, because I'm gonna confess them in front of my brothers, and we're going to pray that I'm healed." See, most people think healing is about sickness of leukemia and cancer and brain. No, being healed is to be made whole.
Mm-hmm.
Being healed means about where are you trying to be spiritually. Heal my body so I can live longer on earth, but I'm not in you. That's why them prayers ain't working. Because if you're not in God, you're not going to get the benefits of God.
Yes.
That's why I don't pray for people, a prophet. I pray with you.
Yes.
And if your faith is not is superseding or at least equal to mine, we ain't even going to talk. I know it sounds raw and uncut. But aren't you sick and tired of being sick and tired of the woulda, coulda, shoulda? I know that through experience, and I'm not preaching at anybody or pointing fingers at anybody. Now, if the shoe fit, wear it. If the pebble hits you, deal with it. But I'm speaking from experience, because I had to go through the situation. And if it sounds like you on the other end, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking about me. But don't you know we all alike? We all going through something. But it's not what you do, but how you do it. See, you know you preach when
how
you got me want to preach.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. Whom the Son sets free.
That set free.
It says you will be free indeed.
Yes.
My God. We better get it right, man. So, look, the lines are open. I had to get that out of my spirit because it was like on fire. God was like, "I got to speak through you. Don't be the host. Then he said, "Let me speak." So I had to release. And I pray that
Amen.
We all receive this as a personal wake up, that we got to do better individually. Come on, dial one, get into the prophet's closet. The closet is open. The closet is available to you right now. Prophetess Lisa, come on in and talk to the prophet in the closet.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor E. Bless you, prophet, man of God. I tell you, you said so much tonight. I receive everything that you said, and like Papa E said, this is a time that we need each other. I mean, we are kingdom builders. Kingdom builder is we build each other up in the body of Christ. So I just thank you for the awesome kingdom. I couldn't wait to get on the line tonight. I was so excited that Papa E sent me a quick text, and I said, "Oh, I'll be on there," because I know the man of God has something for the body of Christ. So, prophet, I receive tonight, and you pray for me, and I'm going to pray for you. And I thank God for my big brother, Pastor E. I love all of you all. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
We love you more.
Amen. God bless you too, prophetess. We love you too. Amen. I want to say this real quick. You know, before somebody else come on, you know, the Bible, you know, now I went and got my King James, you know, because King James talks very different from King James says this.
At least, look, if you need a reference, at least just the new King James.
Right. Amen. Amen. you know, the American Standard Version or the ES version.
The hoobabop in the world version and the life version.
Right, but the King James says this, Pastor E. Says, in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind. See, look at all of these people that were in a group
now you
that
get
had
revelation.
Their issues. Oh man, I'm telling you, they've had their issues, and just because one person issued doesn't mean that his issue was greater than my issue. It just meant that he was tired of his certain situation, and it was his season to get healed. Amen. Glory be to God. It was his time. It was his season. Amen. He was no longer looking at all the people who were around him that were sick, had diseases. Amen. Who couldn't walk, who couldn't talk. Glory be to God. Was blind, lame. He wasn't looking at nobody else. He said, look here, I'm going to get into there, and I'm not going to wait 38 years to get there. Amen. I'm going right now. Glory be to God. And there are some people that are around us, Pastor E. They got a right now spirit to say, look here, I've been in this stuff way too long. It's time for me to get healed from this thing. It's time for me to release and be released from this stuff. May the shackles and all of this stuff that's been holding me from getting to the position of where I need to be and where God needs me to be, I got to move. Amen. So the Bible says a great multitude of all of them were hooked up with one another. You got blind hooked up with blind. You got lame hooked up with lame. You got impotent hooked up with. You got all these people in a group that they all looking at each other, trying to figure out who going to get there first. Amen. And it says they were waiting for the moving of the water. Whoosh, glory be to God. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool to trouble the waters. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Can you imagine 50 people waiting and shoving each other to get into position? How bad do you want it? Amen. How bad do you want it? Sometimes when you're trying to get to your healing, it may hurt some people because all you can think about is that I want to get healed now. I don't know about the next person, but I want to be healed now. And here's this man that was at the pool of Bethesda, and he complained because there was too many of them getting in front of him because he could not get there. But I believe this. There's some belly rolling that you might have to do just to get there. If I got to roll myself to the water,
my God.
I'm rolling.
I got to say this because I can't comment anymore, man of God.
Come on,
because
come
when
on,
you
come
said
on,
that,
on.
I got a revelation from God that will blow this whole broadcast off. So I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna preach. This is gonna be for wake up, get up, and move in your purpose next week. The whole week, a revelation just
Glory.
Dropped on me. Oh my God, a revelation just dropped on me. Jesus, oh my God, you gotta listen to it. You gotta listen to it. I'm not even gonna mess this up because this is meat to get us to where He wants us to go.
Yes. Glory.
And you know, I gotta say this.
Come on, Pastor, come on.
But you always don't have to move physically to get what God has for you spiritually. Some of us are running in the flesh. Let me turn my mic off. Y'all gonna be like, oh my God, see, a lot of people been waiting to get in physically instead of spiritually. Don't you see how the angel set them up? When he would trouble the water, the first one that would get in by the flesh would be healed. But how many could be flesh if you just got in by the spirit? Oh my God!
Oh my goodness!
When you move in the now, it's not in the flesh. I do this exercise all the time. Take it now. See, which if you take it with your hand, you're in the past. But when you take it in your mind, you ain't got to make a movement. All you got to do is raise your hand and say, I am healed. Minister
now.
Terry, come on. When?
Now.
Minister
now.
Terry, come on in. You in the prophet's closet.
Hallelujah. In the prophet's closet, in the playground. My God. I said, all glory to God. I'm listening. You know, I came in, but I heard, do you want to be made whole? And then Prophet Dwayne, I tell you, he was talking about that state of being invalid, looking and acting invalid. Invalid, it's an adjective. But if you can let it manifest, that invalid, you can let that manifest in you and grow roots, and then you be called an invalid. And we know, we've heard people say they have invalid, they're taking care of the invalid at home. But what happened? When they were invalid, you got to catch a person. If you see anybody in an invalid state, catch them, help them before they become an invalid. Yeah, pull them out. Help them. Yes, you know.
Don't leave them behind.
Yes. I was just listening because this has been also awesome teaching tonight. I said all glory to God because, like Pastor, you said, it's not physical, it's mental, it's the mind.
Yes, it is.
So a lot
of
people can be, that mind can be invalid. So
yes,
that's it. That's it right there. You hit that one.
Amen.
You hit it. Yeah, you did hit that one.
You hit that.
And
it ain't your body.
Yes,
the enemy ain't trying to steal, kill, and destroy nothing but your mind.
Yeah,
he don't
that's
want
it.
You. If your mind ain't working, your body don't work. Don't you know your mind controls everything? As
yeah.
a
everything.
Man thinketh in his heart,
so is he.
Hey,
that's right. Hallelujah, glory to be to God. This has been awesome tonight. I tell you, I thank you and I love you guys. I honor you and I appreciate you. Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Love you too.
Amen. God bless.
Minister Terry, that's week four. What's the word on Women Speak Now? I can tell she already getting fired up on. Well, I got her going a whole lot. We got a series going. Are you serving the Saul spirit or the Ananias spirit?
Oh,
that's
going to
drop on you. That's going to drop on you. Y'all going to say, where did he come with that at?
Yeah.
You better think about it. Saul was in a condemning spirit. Ananias was in a defensive spirit. You want me to talk to Saul? He kills us. We can't let him in. Some of us didn't listen to God long enough. You still ain't telling that person he told you to bring in. Anyway, long story short, thank you, Minister Terry. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Terry.
Amen.
Now, come on. I see we still have a full board tonight. And the board is open. Dial one, come on in. Don't make me throw you under the bus. I'm not going to do that because some people be doing other things, and it seems like you didn't want to answer me, and I know you would if you could. But dial one if you want to get in on it, into the prophet's closet. I know you're listening, but to get into the prophet's closet, dial one right now. Prophet, I think we've done a great thing. I'm looking forward to the fourth Tuesday next Tuesday, we will definitely man up is back on. We've gotten some remember I told you I'm not doing nothing until other people want to get involved. But now we got some
Amen.
Other energy coming in and wanting to get involved and to push this thing for their ministries and their churches, that it's not about the network, it's about the body of Christ. So next Tuesday, man up. Come on, all your, my brothers, I'm calling all my alumni brothers by a personal phone call to be on next week. It's going to be dynamic. Prophet,
you know,
say you're closing.
You,
let us know what's going down.
You know,
handle your business.
You know, Pastor E, I'm glad you said that. You know, man, I'm going to forward this thing to you. It was very, very inspiring. It's strictly for men. And I'm going to send this to you because these two brothers talk very candidly about the man. You know, they got, you know, they even talked to the point where he said, man, we got like some of the beautifulest wives in the world. He said, but because men are hunters by nature, it causes us to still step out if we're not careful. It's all about conquering, what they were saying, you know, and man, they had an audience of men and women, you know, they were saying, man, women, you really want to know why men do what they do? All you have to do is just study them, watch them. You know, that stuff that y'all been reading about, you know, they even talked about act like a man and think like think like a woman and act like a man. He said, throw that book away.
Man, Up has been showering that for 4 years. The last 8 months, we kind of backed off because, like I said, it gets discouraging when I have my team on and there's 8 people. There's 15 people when we have the capacity of 300 and we really putting out the truth out there. But then God said, no. Take a season to see who's interested. If not, I want you to relaunch. And if it's one, that's why I gave you this assignment at first. But that's just going to let you know who's faking and who's just trying to get in and just who's trying to get that. And I said, thank you, sir. So now we're getting a little foundation here and we're ready to go to the next level. Those are the things, those are the stuff that we've been talking about for the longest that we need to get out to everybody's ears. Invite your brother. Give me that link. Let me try to get in touch with them. Let's get out of the box and let's really get down to the Brotherhood of Hill City Church LA. Our pastor, Deidre Haddon, he was out of town, wasn't there last night, but we initiated. If he's not here, we're going to continue going. A lot of churches, is when the pastor's not here, oh, we can take a break too. Nope, he ain't here. This is our assignment. We're going to still do what we do. Man, we had such a great time watching the game last night. I mean, that was an awesome game, New Orleans and Houston. Oh, it was like game. You didn't care who you was a fan of. They played so good to the end. I even looked at the guy and I said, man, Drew Brees got 37 seconds. If Deshaun Watson could do it in 7, Drew Brees in 37, they're going to win the game, and they did. And we had such a good time. We need more of that fellowship across the country. And that's what Man Up the Movement is about on Tuesday nights. We need you. Get involved. Don't cut us short, should I say. So anyway, that's what we're doing there. Man of God, I know you're involved, but I'm calling all my brothers, all the ones that got in this network through Man Up, I'm calling you back. And I'm going to personally make that phone call. Man of God, we didn't have anybody else to dial in. Give us our summation, our meat to leave here with, and then pray us out of here, man. I love you. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right, brother. Love you, too. Well, Father, we just thank you. I thank God for the opportunity to just speak in a candid moment like this where people who are going through your hurting, you don't know who to run to. You don't know who to talk to because, you know, people you've shared information with, they've drug you over the coals and everything, and now you're just a hurting individual. Well, let me tell you something. The Bible says that you can be made whole. Jesus said, rise, take up thy bed and walk. He asked a question, just like I'm asking many of you today, and many of you are going to think about it. Some of you might even email the network or call the network and say, look, I was that one, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to say anything, but I was that one who needed to be ministered to. And I'm pretty sure Pastor E will pick up that phone on the other line, or he'll email you back and tell you, okay, look, here's a word from the Lord. But please, use the information, you know, use the line to get in contact with somebody that when you're hurting, we want to see about you. We don't want to leave you by the corner. We don't want to leave you by the wayside. We want to be able to speak to your situation and then speak against your situation to let it know that you can't have this individual no longer. They're healed now. So, Father, we thank you. We give you praise for the Now Network. We thank you for Pastor E and all of the covenant partners that is with him, Father. Pastor E, I don't know why I do know why I'm getting ready to say this. Amen. Get whatever you got to do, Pastor E. Begin to start talking about the financial stuff again. I don't know why I'm saying it like I'm saying it, but get back on the Now Network and begin to talk to people about the finances again. There are people who need to know information about their finances. I'm telling you, people of God, I don't know why I'm going here, but you better get your house in order concerning your finances. There's getting ready to, there's something that's getting ready to come upon the land. Amen. And it's going to hit the banking system. And if your stuff is not in order, you are going to be in some trouble. You're going to be in some trouble.
Hey.
Amen. There's some things that's getting ready to take place. And I believe the Now Network, when they talked about it a couple of years ago, about your finances and money marketing and all of this stuff, investing, y'all better get back in tune. Get back in tune because you've lost. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. We're going to bring this back to you all, and y'all got to be very diligent about it.
I receive that. I receive that. Money matters.
Money matters. There's some things that's getting ready to come upon the earth, and y'all going, I'm telling you, 2020, something going to happen, and we have got to be more aware. Quit looking at these doggone entertainment TV televisions. And all of this stuff that's going on, basketball wives and all this crazy stuff, it's got you so preoccupied that your money is in trouble. Pastor E, you got to bring it back, man. I don't know why I'm going here the way I'm going, but glory be to God. And Pastor E already know. He already know what God has been saying to him. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, people of God, itatoboho, my God, glory, thank you. Oh, God, there's about to be a tidal wave that's getting ready to hit the market. A tidal wave is going to hit the market. We're gonna have a crashing of the government. My God, glory, thank you, Jesus.
Better get your money in order.
You better get your money in order. Get your money in order, folks. Now, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Pastor E, I'm going to give you a call. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless each and every one of you. Don't tell you, tune in now. Get your stuff in order now. Get healed now. Become a believer now so that God can do the impossible in your life. God bless you all. I'm Prophet Dwayne Woods. Love you all. Amen.